Today is both Trinity Sunday and Father's Day. I would be remiss if I can say a few words about the Holy Trinity, but first, let me congratulate all of you who have good husbands and fathers. And just like on Mother's Day, I include all of you who have served as fathers when that intent could not or would not be around. And doubtless, this includes grandfathers, uncles, and older brothers or husbands. Thank you, and may God bless all of you. Perhaps it's not a coincidence that this Father's Day falls on Trinity Sunday. For we see in God all of the qualities needed in a good father. Now, it may seem like a very tall order to imitate God himself. But many men here have demonstrated that it's possible. One does not have to be God to be a good father, a good husband. We need a good human being. There may be others, but let me mention just three divine qualities that fathers must imitate. God is our provider, protector, and good example. All that we have comes from him. He controls all the forces of the world that might bring us harm, and particularly in the person of Jesus Christ, he is the perfect example of what human life should be like. It shouldn't surprise anyone that it was the world we all were made around. That coming from a home with a good father helps one to better know God. If we have been fortunate enough to grow up in a stable family, we know how we are supposed to relate to God. Because we remember what it was like to live in a father's house. If we have not been fortunate, it's not the end of the world. God will provide us what we need. It doesn't take much imagination to understand that God has made us creatures that gather in families in order that we might have a model to show us how we are to relate to the divine family. If one of us can say, I have my father, so that I can better relate to our father who is in heaven. I have my mother, so that I can better relate to our mother, the blessed Virgin Mary. Next, all of us may come to the responsibility of providing protector and good example. And again, happy Father's Day. As I mentioned, today is also Trinity Sunday. The fact that we know that God exists in Trinity is just one more sign of God's fatherly love God has. It's not something capable of being known with a native human being. We can know that there is God simply by observing His effects on the world around us. Things like motion, creation, causality, and order. But there is nothing in nature to suggest that God is more than one person, unless He reveals Himself to us. All of the person's activities are internal to the Trinity and not knowable by the human intellect, even if you are very smart. If the Father didn't love us, He would have had no reason to reveal Himself by sending His Son and His Holy Ghost to humankind. But even though we know that God exists in Trinity, we have to admit that this existence remains a mystery. We have no cognitive way to demonstrate how such a thing can be. Perhaps the goddess that anyone has come to explain how the Trinity arises is the hypothesis of St. Augustine. I use the word hypothesis because it's a possible explanation, but it's not a proof. St. Augustine suggests that God possesses the same faculties as we have, the intellect and the will. Only in God, these are the more powerful. God's knowledge of Himself is far more than human thought. His intellect is so powerful that before time began, His knowledge gave rise to an existing person, appropriately known as the world. Following the same logic, St. Augustine hypothesized that the Father and the world know and love one another, and that this love is so powerful that before time began, their love gave rise to an existing person. In the fullness of time, the world would take human form, be named Jesus, and would tell us something about our relationship to all three of the divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Dear friends, St. Augustine's explanation sounds reasonable, but it's just a hypothesis, an intuitive guess. The Trinity remains a mystery that we cannot conclusively remain. But remember, just because we cannot explain something doesn't mean that it's not true. We know that there is a Trinity for the best of reasons. It was written to us by God Himself. The most important reason for It was written to us that our Father in heaven, he knows us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.